Have you ever felt as though God is far away, distant, or something mysterious, maybe even something frightening? I know I have. There's different events in life that can cause anyone to feel this way. And I remember feeling this way when my cousin Rob, who I was very close to, died unexpectedly in his sleep at the age of 40, almost 7 years ago. I remember asking what reason God would have to take him this early. We had just seen him the night before and everything was fine. Left behind a wife and two young girls. What would be the reason to call him home now? And I thought, God, where were you to save him from the heart problems that caused his death? Perhaps some of you have been in similar situations that have caused you to wonder where God is or how he is at work. I think of that when we look to our first reading with Moses. Here is Moses leading the people through the desert, and there must have been times where Moses wondered where God is, or the thought of God must have been just mysterious, something far off, something couldn't comprehend. Especially when the people would get frustrated and tired of their long journey through the desert, and they would grumble and complain, and rightfully so. For Moses, there must have been times where God seemed anywhere but close. Then, as we hear, the bush is consumed in fire, and God tells Moses to come nearer. It is said that the fire of that bush symbolizes God's otherworldliness, the fact that he is distant because of who he is. And fire is the least material of all material things. It's kind of like light. You can see light, but you can't touch it. The very fact that the bush was not consumed in the fire shows us that God's way of being is different than ours. Even in the revelation of God's name, I am who am, tells us that God is the one who exists independently of any other being. We as humans are dependent beings. At different stages of life, our dependence is sometimes greater than others, but nonetheless, we're dependent. As children, especially as infants, we're dependent on our parents. Sometimes as we advance in age, we're dependent on our children then and on family to take care of us. But at all points in life, we need the support of family. We need our friends. We need the support of our society. God, on the other hand, doesn't require any of those things. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's important to understand that because when we do, then the very fact that God wants to be close to his people becomes all the more powerful. The more we understand God's independence, the more in awe we should be of his desire to be close to all of us, his children, and to care for us. Biblical scholars tell us that the Hebrew verb for being, which is used in God's name, I am, doesn't just mean existence. It also means to be near, to be close. So for God to call himself, to give himself this name, I am, to be, means that he is near and that he is close. God came close to Moses in a very beautiful and powerful way and then drew Moses close to him. In Christ and in the Eucharist, he does so for us all the more. God tells Moses that he has heard the cry of his people. Jesus Christ, too, is God's answer for the longing of every human heart, for our hearts. Christ is the one who cultivates the soil around our hearts, as the gardener tends the fig tree in the parable that we heard from Jesus in the gospel. Yes, God is far away because he's God and totally independent, but he is also close to us because he loves us so radically. I learned the other day, I was giving a church tour to second graders, and someone from the parish office told me that the cross that's behind here, behind me in the sanctuary, is actually made from the pine tree of the Christmas tree that was in this sanctuary. What a beautiful connection that is, and one that's particularly important this week. God's desire to be so close to us is shown to us in the incarnation when we celebrate Christmas with that Christmas tree. God is totally independent, all-powerful, all-knowing, creator of everything. And that God chose to be like us in all things but sin. And if you just pause and think about that for even just a second, it's a really hard thing to comprehend. And so it's upon that tree, that original Christmas tree, which the incarnate God will hang from on Good Friday, as Jesus gives up his life for us, so that we can be with God, close to him, forever in heaven. Not only is God far away and then comes close to us, he has won for us salvation so that nothing can separate us or get in the way of being close to him. We're reminded of that fact every time we celebrate the Mass, when Christ once again is sacrificed and his body and blood poured out for us so that we can receive him. So close that while on this earth, he is literally placed in the palm of our hand or on our tongue. That's radical. That's radical love, radical grace. And no matter how far away God might be, or no matter how independent, that Christmas tree, the Eucharist, shows us in a powerful way how close he actually is to us because he loves us so much. Our history of salvation, which goes back to the time of Moses and the prophets, also shows us how much God cares for us. When those events happen in life that make us wonder about where God is or why he didn't act the way we would like, we also come to realize through his grace that he's right by our side. And whether it's personal events or headlines we see in the news or things that might happen to the church, God never abandons us. It took a little while, but I came to realize that God was born in the flesh and died on that cross for Rob, for all of us that live today, and for all those who will come after us in the future. Even though I didn't like the timing of it, and it's still difficult, all I know that God is now close to Rob, close to all of our loved ones who have died, and close to us in every tragedy that hits our personal lives or hits our world. The more we're reminded of God's closeness, the more we're inspired then to obey his will in our lives and to ultimately grow in trust. Trust is a hard thing nowadays with how our world and our society operates, and it then makes it hard for us to trust God. But since God always cares for us, that means that he only wants the best for us. We don't always know why things happen, of course, but we come to trust that God has our backs in the most incredible of ways. And so in this Mass, let's renew our faith in our God who cares, in our God who dwells in heaven, yet loves us so radically that he walks at our side at all times. And together, we promise him that whatever he is asking of us today or in the future, we will follow him with love, knowing that he loves and cares for us.